According to a recent study out of Cornell University, the average person makes an eye-popping 35,000 choices per day. What is even crazier is we make nearly 300 decisions each day just on food alone. Recently, my wife and I were at dinner, and the waiter brought us our menus, but I handed mine back to him and said, "I'm tired. You decide." Well, with the endless smorgasbord of options that you face each day, do you ever get tired of making choices? Well, this meditation from Psalm chapter 94 is a reflection on choices. One simple, singular option that brings you the most joy, the comfort that comes from God and God alone. So to begin, whether sitting in the first light of morning or resting in the approaching shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine retreat from choices. As your eyes begin to close with no effort, center into this place of singular solitude for a moment, a safe place of escape from the rat race, moving now into the quiet presence of Father, Spirit, and Son. Continue in this private time of reflection by responding to this passage from Psalm chapter 77. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Lord God, your comfort brings me joy." May God bless the reading and hearing of his word. Our Lord, I will remember the things you have done. And Lord God, your comfort brings me joy. Our Lord, I will remember your miracles of long ago. And Lord God, your comfort still brings me joy. Our Lord, I think about each one of your mighty deeds. Lord God, your comfort brings me joy. Continue on for a moment by settling deeper into his comfort. Come now into the divine presence. You are safe here. Even in this retreat, note the choices you are making, where you are sitting, how your body is positioned, even how long you will stay here. Well, take a moment to note the choices still whirling in your mind. Scan your body now too. Don't linger on one choice for too long. Simply note all of the choices that drift by. Let those choices drift on by as you take several moments now to center on this singular comfort of God. With your mind's eye looking ahead, center on the Holy One. Center too on your breathing. take several deep breaths, each breath being full and deep from your belly. Become mindful of each breath coming on its own, no choice. Your body just knows what it needs and when it needs it. Each breath narrowing your focus. Each breath centering you on the comfort of God. Stay here centered for several more moments. Distracting thoughts of choices may arise, and that's fine. But don't focus on them. Rather, allow them to remind you to return to your breathing and whispering the centering prayer, Lord God, your comfort brings me joy. Now continue as you center on encountering God in each of three different divine readings from Holy Scripture. Here, imagine this passage as a personal note to you from King David. He had the world at his feet, but he knew to choose God for the joy that he sought. So contemplate on what you hear from David's thoughts in Psalm chapter 94, verse 19 from the Christian Standard Bible. My dear friend in the faith, you know well of my transgressions. You know of the sins I have committed against God and God alone. So please hear me. The truth is, when I am filled with cares, God's comfort alone brings me joy. It will for you as well. What did the Holy Spirit reveal to you? Well, listen once more from Scripture and center on the presence and the comfort of God. When I am filled with cares, your comfort brings me joy. For this next minute, contemplate on the one thing that spoke to you most deeply. Once more, but now reflect on the emotions. Listen to the same passage, but a wider reading from the English Standard Version. Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips. Your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What affections did you experience in this second reading? Well, don't rush this sacred time, but take this next minute to rest in the peace of knowing the joy you seek is found in the comfort God offers. Rest in this time of divine retreat. In this third expanded divine reading from the New American Standard Bible, reflect on the passage now as a faithful prayer and imagined contemplation on the Word of God. Dear Heavenly Father, if you are not my singular place of help and salvation, my soul will soon dwell in the abode of silence. If I should say, my foot has slipped, your loving kindness, O Lord, will hold me up. When my anxious thoughts multiply within me, your consolations delight my soul. For this, I praise and bring honor to your glorious name. Amen. What did you encounter in the words of this prayer from Scripture? Well, for a moment, reflect on these words as they now become yours. While resting in imaginative contemplation, allow this time to be a spiritual exercise to stay centered on the comfort of God. As small choices bubble up to the surface, don't push against them, but whisper the simple words, God's comfort. Don't let choices overwhelm you right now, but rather face each with the words, God's comfort. Each choice met with the simple answer, God's comfort. Take this next minute in this safe place to face any lingering cares or distractions with singular solitude and the simple prayer to find joy in God's comfort alone. In this time of resting in the comfort offered by God, be mindful too of moments you can pause to consider helping others discover divine joy. Who do you know that needs to know the joy of God? And how might God use you to help another learn of the peace that God offers? With your eyes closed, receive this benediction to know the truth that when you are filled with cares, God's comfort brings you joy. May you know the comfort of Christ, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the joy of God now and always. Amen. And as we close, remain here as long as you can, listening to the music, enjoying the stillness, and encountering the divine as you silently whisper, Lord God, your comfort brings me joy.